You are listening to Concert Blast.
Everybody rock and roll the place.
Carrie Whittakin, I'm from Spring Hill, Tennessee. You are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Charlotte from Spring Hill, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Darlene from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I am Adam from Nashville, Tennessee. You're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Paul from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Diane Hayes from Spring Hill, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Jesse Money, and you're listening to Concert Blast with my good friends Mike, Brian, and Tom.
Hey, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. Listen to Concert Blast, baby, with my friends Mike, Brian, and Tom. Hang out, we love you.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide, ain't no baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Listen, baby.
Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold along with
Tom Thompson
and Brian Hasbrook.
We are backstage at the Wild Horse Saloon once again, this time for a big favorite of ours from the 70s and 80s. Who are we talking to?
Eddie Money. How you doing, guys? Ready Food Stamps from Berkeley, California.
Eddie's got a little surprise in here with us, too.
It's my little girl, Jessica. Actually, she's been singing with me for the last couple of years. Matter of fact, it was her idea to do Ain't No Mountain High Enough that was originally done by Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye. She comes out and does Mockingbird with me.
Oh, wow.
I haven't had the chance to introduce her to Greg Allman, and she got to meet Etta James, and she's a good little singer. She's doing a show called Rockin' the Cradle right now.
MTV. Go for it. You gotta vote for me.
Oh, yes. No doubt.
Vote for Jessie Money.
You must have taught her how to sing.
I don't know. I wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer. I think she fell into this business by the back of my hand. I don't know what happened.
Eddie, I was going to ask you something. We're going way back here. When you received your first contract, your first recording contract, did you think way back then you'd still be doing the same thing now?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I was doing this thing before I joined the police department, and I quit the police department because my hair was really getting good in the back in the city. So I quit the police department. But, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, I've done other things. I went to UC Berkeley. I've got a couple of credits to graduate as a business major, and I minored in music, but... You know, I found out the best way to date the cheerleaders without being on the football team is to be a lead singer in a rock band, you know?
There you go.
Absolutely.
Found the hottest one, right?
Yeah. Her mother, of course.
Yeah, you're talking about the time you came down and performed at One for the Sun.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, and you walked away with her mother.
1987.
Aren't you glad they met?
Next thing I knew, I had little Jesse in the oven. Can you believe it?
Oh, that's great.
Now she's
singing
me on stage. I can't believe it.
Wow. That's right. Wow. Hey, tell us a little bit about your band.
Well, I got Tommy Gerber playing guitar with me. He's been up with me for a long, long time. And I got Glenn Simmons on drums. He's been with me since 1971. I got a new keyboard player I just picked up from Survivor. His name is Chris Rhodes. And Lee Beverly's from right here in Nashville.
Yes.
He plays bass. Actually, my drummer's from Nashville, too. So, and then my daughter sings background. And we're playing with Chris Fowler. He's a great, great slide player. And Tommy Worth is doing a couple of songs with us tonight. And John Ford Coley, which should be a lot of fun doing the country stuff.
And some other people I'm sure might wander in.
Yep.
Maybe, yeah, me, Jesse Money. I'm going to come in and sing two songs of my own, sing a Janis Joplin song called Turtle Blues, and a song that Tommy wrote with me called Now, which we're going to probably bring out in the Rock the Cradle show. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, what's it like being on tour with your father?
You know, a lot of people ask me that. It gets hectic and tiring, but we can put up with each other for a while.
I used to have a lot more fun before she came out.
Well, there's rules and boundaries when your daughter's around.
I was going to say, who's the
I'm only seasoned. It's great to have her on the road. It really is.
Rules and boundaries for you, too.
Oh, definitely. She's definitely got rules and boundaries.
Well, I was going to ask, who's the bigger watchdog?
I watch it like a talk.
Yeah, right. I think I'm the bigger watchdog, I would imagine. Because all the ladies are all over my dad, so I just got to, it's okay. I got a mother, please. Put your hands off my dad.
What do you call home?
Well, I tell you, we got a great house out there in Westlake Village, and I got another house actually in Daytona Beach. So, you know, when I'm doing shows east of the Mississippi, I try to stay in Florida. West of the Mississippi, I stay in California, you know. But I like living in California, but it's a lot of fun living in Florida. And I spend a lot of time in Nashville, too, because my in-laws are here, and I spend a lot of time here. I've been working with County Q Studios, and we're trying to finish up this Other Side of Money, the new record. We're getting a lot of great response, you know. Second most added track on country radio. I couldn't believe that. And the most downloaded track a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
Which means everybody's already trying to steal it, so I guess that's a good sign.
Trying to steal it. What do you think about the internet and downloading songs and all that?
I'll tell you the truth. Back in the day when Columbia Records was a real powerhouse, they called it the Big Red Machine, I used to ship gold. I mean, I used to sell millions of records, but these days I feel sorry for the kids because, you know, they listen to one song they like and they download it and nobody buys the rest of the record.
Yeah, unfortunately. Do you have a favorite song or songs that you like performing live?
Well, I tell you, I like the new version of Give Me Some Water because Vince Gill's on it.
Exactly.
Vince came down and helped me out on that one. And
I'm taking over that part tonight, by the way.
Yes, yeah, she's doing all Vince's parts tonight. So
I heard Vince couldn't make it tonight.
Well, he's on the other side of town, huh?
Yeah,
he's on at the Opry tonight, and I think you ought to just steal him away from there tonight.
I tell you the truth, he's probably got two sold-out shows. At least I got one.
Well, there you go. I'm going to ask this for both of you. What's your most embarrassing moment on stage that you feel comfortable talking about?
Well, I got to tell you the truth. I was looking at three or four girls in the audience, and I thought they were lipping, I love you, I love you. But what they were lipping is your fly is open. That was pretty embarrassing, but thank God I had underwear on, you know.
I don't know. For me, every night's just a little bit embarrassing because my dad always has to make a comment about my outfit.
Well, sometimes I think the skirts are a little too short. You know?
Whatever.
I mean, I am a father, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I got to look hot, so.
She doesn't, what, does she need a pole out there, for Christ's sake?
I hate it when he makes that dumb joke. That's a stupid joke. And what, do you need a cane?
I tell you, I do, guys.
I'm a firecracker.
Do you have a particular band or person that influenced you to get started in music?
I used to like James Brown, Otis Redding, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, yeah. Willie Nelson, old George Strait when he was rocking in New Orleans, and just a lot of good people. I just like Tammy Wynette, and of course Merle Haggard. I've always been a big favorite of his, and you know the Young Rascals, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Kinks. The Beatles. The Beatles.
Well, the ones our kids listen to.
That's right. Tell us one of the craziest things that you saw out in the audience that went on that you can kind of be able to talk kind of nice about.
Well,
yes.
A lot of times we'll do shaking, and if it's a real hot day, the girls will start peeling their clothes off. And being that I've got little kids at the show and stuff like that, I usually try to tell them to restrain.
Yeah, no, I'm usually telling the security guards to, you know, push that lady and tell her to put her shirt back on.
Please.
There's a daughter in doing the background, so ladies, keep your shirts
it's
on.
It's a family show. We got to keep it a family show, you know, guys.
Well, you know, it's difficult for me because when I'm doing backgrounds and stuff, sometimes people get a little, you know, they drink a bit and then they get a little rough, especially during shaking. At the end of the night, I saw these girls just punching each other all out in the face, and I was trying to concentrate like on the music and the whole vibe, and I see these girls just fighting, and I'm like, Jerry, oh, that's all I was thinking in my head, you know.
Knocking down the bevvies with the money, man.
It's
that's
hard to concentrate when people are, you know, having brawls in the crowd.
So are the women rowdier in your crowd than the men are?
I was embarrassed one time when a girl took a top off, and my daughter said, put those ugly things away. I said, God, honey, don't be so cruel. Don't be so cruel. You know how women are. They're worse than men. They've got something in their mind. You're going to hear about it.
Well, you know, they were ugly, and I did not want to see them.
All right, now let me ask you this. Has anybody ever tried to meet you, guys, tried to follow you, like wait around for you or anything like that?
There are, like, a couple guys stick around after the show to see if I'll talk to them or whatnot. But, you know, I try to, I'm concentrating on my music. I don't have time for boys right now.
You raised her good.
Well, she's got a boyfriend in the Coast Guard.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. Oh. He's serving his country proud.
That's definitely a rumor.
What is it that keeps you playing music?
I got 5 kids. I'll do anything to get out of the house.
Wow.
No, I mean, I love 2 tickets, and now having the opportunity to put a twist on things and doing songs that are being accepted by country, and I really like, you know, I like Keith Urban, and I like Brooks and Dunn, and I like a lot of the country artists, and to, like, you know, to have people like that like my music, because they grew up in the 70s, so they, before they went to country, they went to rock, you know, so I'm meeting a lot of new people, and it's been a lot of fun.
I can't believe he went country. You know, it was the last thing I expected. I mean, he was writing this Broadway play, and he's been doing everything that he can to promote his career, but once he started doing country, I was like, Dad, what? You're doing country songs with Vince Gill? What's going on here? Have you
been? You know, Eddie Rabbit was from Brooklyn. Don't forget that. The Brooklyn Cowboy.
Yeah, but I'm very proud of him, and the country tracks are just great, and Vince did an awesome job.
So did John Ford Coley did a good job, and Johnny Gunn, and Tommy Wirt did a great job. Everybody really did a good job producing it. Big Seven's Records has been really wonderful to me, getting me a lot of airplay and helped me out tremendously.
Real quick, we're going to talk about some of our very favorite songs of yours, Wanna Be a Rock and Roll Star.
That's a great song. I wrote that, actually. It was like writing a rock and roll interview. I was doing so many interviews. I said, you know, ever since I was young, I'd sing and I'd hum those crazy songs I heard on the radio. You know, it's like what it is. It's a writing interview. It's going to be in the Broadway show, too. We did a different version of that for the Broadway play, 2 Tickets to Paradise.
Everybody rock and roll the place.
Everybody rock and roll the place. That's a great song. Lover Boy said they stole Everybody Working for the Weekend from me.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody rock and roll the place. But, you know.
I love Mike Reno.
Oh, did you really?
I love him so much. I actually got to do Turn Me Loose on stage with Mike Reno.
Wow.
Yeah, when we had a show. They had a show with my dad. I think, where was it?
You should do that Mike Reno song for Rock the Cradle.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, wow. I love Mike Reno, and, you know, the Loverboy is just so great, and meeting all these wonderful bands and artists on the road, you know, I couldn't ask for any more.
One last question. What are you most thankful for?
My father. And for what he's done for me, because I would not be where I am today without my mother and father. If it wasn't for my dad, I wouldn't got this, foot in the door and had this Rock the Cradle show come up. That's just the greatest opportunity that I've ever had in my whole life. And, you know, if my dad wasn't my toughest critic, I wouldn't be as good as I am today. So, you know, him being tough on me is just, you know, it worked out. And
you gotta be tough on these chicks.
You have to, because it's a cutthroat business.
They walk all over you. They do. These kids will walk all over you.
You definitely need some tough skin, and my dad helped me build that. That's so.
I'm just happy that my kids are all healthy and doing pretty good in school. Not great. And that my wife loves me, and that I got another day, well, you know, thanking God for my sobriety and giving people what they want to hear. I got 2 tickets, but I'm taking everybody.
There you go. Let's go.
Oh, definitely.
Well, we are so thankful and grateful that you two took time out.
It's great talking to 3 of you guys, because you all come up with different questions.
We're actually a team. It's a podcast on the internet. We're on iTunes and all kinds of other podcast directories.
Check out the show. Thank you.
Definitely.
MySpace too. Jesse Money, and I'm also going to be on I Am on MTV.com. So check me out, Jesse Money.
I told you all about it already. You ain't got no excuse.
But it sounds better coming from her.
See, we argue between each other too. So, okay. Now, also, you got EddieMoney.com.
EddieMoney.com. Go and check out the my tour's on schedule right there and all the new stuff I'm doing with Big 7.
And when is the new record out?
Well, we got it out right now on internet, and we're just trying to finish the album. We're trying to do a whole album. We got 4 tracks in the can. We're looking to get another 5 in.
All right.
Rock the Cradle, April 3rd on MTV. Vote Jesse Money. Please, I need the votes.
You don't realize that you just won by saying that.
Oh, no.
All those millions of listeners of ours.
Please vote for me.
There you go. That's good.
All right. Well, thank you all once again. We're looking forward to the rocking show tonight. I know you've been talking a lot about country, but I know. I was in the sound check, so I know it's going to be rocking.
We'll be rocking. We know country. We got a country touch in this, but you won't see me with a cowboy hat on. Cowboy shirts, but
okay.
I haven't really found the hat I like.
Thank you again, everybody,
you
for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right. Eddie Money! Yeah, Jesse Money!
It's the Jesse Money Show. I'm just.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Well, we just went to the backstage area and had a good conversation with Eddie Money.
Oh, did we ever? I mean, it was so much fun, and we just had a blast.
And Jessica Money, don't forget to mention her.
Yeah, Jessie did.
That's right.
She did a really good job with us, too. Both very, very friendly.
Absolutely, no, and it was just a great interview. Had a great time, and looking forward to the show.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to our show at our table. We got some people we know at our table.
Well, we saw John Waite plus 6, and right on the same table as Concert Blast plus 6.
That's right. So we're kind of wondering who those other 4 are. You know?
And we might just find out.
We will.
There you go.
All right, man. Well, I hope you enjoyed the Eddie Money interview. Now,
we're here tonight at the Eddie Money Show, and this is the guy that got us the interview. What's your name, sir?
Hey, my name's Rich Franco from Big 7 Records, California.
All right, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know what? We're based out of California, but we spend a lot of time in Nashville. We've got a couple of our artists here that are based out of Nashville, and I've known Eddie all my life, you know. We grew up together back in the Bill Graham days, and so, you know, I've just been a rock and roller since the 70s, like a lot of folks, you know.
Yeah, I was really surprised how much influences that he has with the country scene.
Well, you know what? Eddie's music is a storytelling music. If you look at it, Two Tickets to Paradise, No Control, Baby Hold On to Me, were all written about certain events in his life. And the predominant question that's been with all the interviews, why country?
Yes.
Well, you know my answer to that one is, why not? We didn't move. Eddie hasn't moved. He's just threw a steel guitar into his mix and another lap steel and picked up a couple different oohs and ahs in the mm-hmm. vocals. And you know what? You got country of today, like John Rich would say.
Absolutely. So how can they go to your website?
You go to big7records.com. Very simple. And you can pull up Eddie's new stuff. You can also purchase the new songs off of the record that we're doing right now.
Great. So when do you expect the record coming out?
We're looking at midsummer.
Okay.
Midsummer. You know, Eddie's got, 150 dates. You know, if you look at his schedule, he's just pounding them. We got 4 days in front of us right now where he has nothing. But you know what? When you're working, he just worked 3 shows in Connecticut, so he needs a break. So probably, give us, we're back in the studio in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
And how long is this tour on for?
Sometime in November. Eddie,
wow.
Eddie's a hard worker. He's the hardest working rock star out there. And he's not on TV.
We were here for the sound check, and we were amazed that his voice has not changed at all. And this is during sound check. We can't imagine what he's going to sound like when it's live and performing.
Well, you know what? It's really interesting. Eddie hasn't changed. Eddie hasn't changed one bit. His voice is the same yesterday and today. He's got that unique Eddie Money tone.
That is exactly right, because when you hear him take that first note, you know it's Eddie Money.
Oh, yeah. Baby, hold on. You know, it's coming at you. Right. You know that. You know it's a train, you know. Here it comes, you know. And we're proud of him. I am really proud of my brother.
Oh, wow. That is great. I know you've had just unbelievable experiences with him, and probably a lot more future ones, too.
Well, you know what? He's got a lot of friends. Well, who are you sitting with tonight?
That's
right. You can't say it, but you know what?
Well, we can't beat it.
What do you say? What's on the paper?
Yeah. You know, we've had a lot of people just say, hey, you know what? We're coming. Open up the back door, you know. And
here we are.
We just did CRS, you know, Country Radio Seminar here. And we got invited to play on all the big stages, but Eddie didn't have time.
Yeah, it's just one thing about Nashville. There's so much going on, but it's so much fun to play here.
Hospitality. Let me tell you, I have never. Last night I walked into the Wild Horse Saloon, and let me tell you, the manager here, Mike Davis, you're the baddest, the best manager of any club I've ever walked through in all my years. That man treated us with total open hospitality. And we had artists coming in, you know, and sitting with us and stuff. And Southern hospitality, huh? Is that what it's all about?
That is exactly right. He's taking care of us so well, too. So we know exactly what you're saying. Thanks for talking to us, Rich. We appreciate it.
The ride to Nashville, man, you can't beat it. AAA Music City Limousine, I tell you what a beautiful limo. Just so convenient, so nice, you got to check them out.
So, if you ever come to Nashville, or if you're in Nashville and you're in need for a limousine service, call Brad at 615-356-4444. And he'll take care of you.
Absolutely.
When you get to our website, guys, look at the right-hand side. If you would, cast a vote for us. We'd sure love to hear anything you got as far as a positive comment. If you got negative comments, we appreciate those too, because that'll just make us get better at what we do. Send us your emails at
concertblast@gmail.com. This is Mike signing off.
And this is Tom signing off.
And Brian signing off.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
Bum-ba-bum-bum. I get the bow. How low can you go?